一个安装的这个区域，安装的放松和安装的活跃。
Showing specifically the process of traveling on the mundane path from the mind level of mental stability to the mental engagement. It is categorized as the first action of mental engagement, since from the achievement of mental engagement up to the knowledge of individual characteristics, it has been explained in the Shravaka Bhumi as the first action of profiling the integration, the two.The initial preparation and the knowledge of the individual characteristics are not of the same time. In case these two are realized at the same time, it amounts to say that there is a common abiding which is not preceded by a concentrating meditation, and even before the preparation there is a common abiding. Next, the method of training and special insight.This is four parts. First, showing the general process of relying upon the causal connections of special insight. By listening to the authentic texts of Nagarjuna, Aryadeva, etc., and the explanatory commentaries, that establish the right view with an intelligence distinguishing interpretative and ultimate as the causal connection of definiteness and of special insight. Hence, take up this special profound subject based upon the text of Buddha Bharata Chandrakirti and all the other supreme profound texts to generate the wisdom of emptiness, it is very important, first of all, to identify the object of negation. So if you reflect as to the mode of the appearance of things and events through a consciousness, so for example, the trees or whatever, when they appear to our consciousness, so this absence of the intrinsicality or the independent mode of these things like the trees and so forth is what we call as the emptiness. So that emptiness is understood in terms of the non-affirming negative, a concept of negative which doesn't imply of affirming anything on top of that. And whereas when you say, for example,So basically, things can be divided into two, the positive phenomena and the negative phenomena. So the positive phenomena could be like, illustration would be a tree. So when you perceive a tree, the tree appears to your consciousness as something very concrete, something solidly out of itself. So that appearance of the tree without the need of objecting, rejecting something else,is what we call as positive phenomena. And whereas the negative phenomena would be like the absence of a pot or a vase on the table. So this thing, the absence of the vase, this concept has to appear to consciousness by way of rejecting the presence of the vase. So that is what we call as the negative phenomena.But when we speak about the absence of tree, so although this is something very existent, you can have a place where there is no tree. So there, this absence of the tree, this very negative phenomena, the absence of tree, can be understood. But it is the case that the tree still exists. It's the object to be negated, this tree, is something that exists.At some places and non-existent in others. And where is the absence of intrinsicality, absence of independent mode? This is something whose object of negation is not something that it has been existent in some places or at some times. So this intrinsicality or the independent mode or the self-characteristic mode, so that has never been existent since beginning of this time, and nor is it the case that it existed somewhere like that.In terms of the space, in terms of time, whatever. So this, the independent mode or the intrinsicality has not been existent. So this very absence of intrinsicality or independent mode is what we call as emptiness. And this has to be understood as the non-affirming negative. It is whose perception or understanding would involve mere rejection of the object of negation and not affirming anything else on top of the negation. Particularly, the mode of establishing the view is the three parts: identifying the deluded ignorance, to grasp having existence and the object by its own nature, and not that they are established, but a part of thought from beginning of time. So, whatever is the case, or whatever a thing or event it may be, so if we undergo a critical analysis, so we see that that thing to which we point to is something unidentifiable. So even the physicians, they clearly understand that the self cannot be pointed to among its various aggregates or the parts. So because they know so well as to what are the specific parts of the body, in terms of, because of the exposure to the understanding of the anatomy of the body. And then also, so just as the self is not identifiable among the physical aggregates of the body, so too is it not feasible to be located to its the mental aspects. So the mind, which we can experience that, so among those in the domain of that mind, the self cannot be identified. So, if you try to define the kind of analysis, the wisdom of analysis, so there then the thing to be analyzed cannot be found under such critical analytical inquiry. So the physicists also, they speak about how the things cannot be found under critical experimental analysis. So, from Buddhist perspective, at one angle, when we undergo the analysis, when we undertake a critical analysis, the thing, anything cannot be found, and yet the thing to be analyzed has to be existent, though cannot be pointable. Are pointable or identifiable under such critical analysis. So this then tells us that that object to be analyzed does exist, and yet the mode of existence is something very different from the way it appears to our consciousness. So then you may wonder as to what made it appear that way. It is because of a habituation to the ignorance or disillusionment that the things and events appear as intrinsically or inherent existent. So that perception or the apprehension, grasping over the self or anything else in a mode of the intrinsicality is what we call as the self-grasping, and which is responsible for creating about all the other delusions. So the very basis upon which this self-grasping mind holds on to as intrinsically existent, so this basis is not something non-existent. It does exist, and the kind of the reason employed to establish the absence of the intrinsicality of that thing is done by way of the logic of dependent origination. So this logic of dependent origination indeed is very powerful. So, through our critical analysis, when the thing to be analyzed is not found, so there then it tells us that this thing has no intrinsic mode of existence. Rather, its mode of existence is by way of dependent origination, by way of dependence on something else, and not independently. So that absence of intrinsicality of the independent mode is the emptiness. So, in actuality, whatever a thing that you can think of in this in the existence, we see that everything comes about by way of mere imputation, designation, rather than from its own side. So that mode of existence from its own side, rather than mere imputation, is the object of negation in order to gain insight into the ultimate reality. So that grasping over the self as intrinsic a mode So that object which is apprehended or grasped at by this ignorance is called the object of negation. So that object of negation, as apprehended by the self-grasped mind, is non-existent.